We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You spoke about being more comfortable in the defense last, you know, after the game on Sunday. Was it more of you adjusting to what the Bills are doing in this defense, or maybe was it something the coaches saw in adapting to what your skills might be? What do you think?
No, I think it was more position-based. Obviously, I have familiarity with this defense. I've been a part of it when I was in Carolina, so I have a thorough understanding of the defense, but for me as personally, where I fit within that defense with Matt being out, being injured, I got picked over for a real linebacker spot. So, to be honest, it took me a little while to feel comfortable, but that's not an excuse. I don't use that as an excuse. I expect to play the best of my ability to play my best football regardless of where I'm put. But for me, it was finding that familiarity and just going out and playing free. So,
And I was remiss in congratulating you on being the AFC Defensive Player of the Year. So congratulations on that. What do you take from that? And whatever happens with your playing time with Matt somewhere appearing to be coming back at some point, how much satisfaction do you draw upon the fact of how you played and filled in that spot, held down that spot, and were rewarded with this honor?
Well, personal accolades are just a testament to what we've been doing as a defense, to be honest. I was lucky enough to be put in positions to be able to make plays, but that goes with the defensive scheme, with the coaches, and with everybody on the defense doing their jobs. So everything in this league, I take everything with a grain of salt. That's not the tip of the iceberg, and personal accolades are not what we play for, not what I play for. So if we can continue to build and play good football like we have been, we'll reach our ultimate goal.
I perfectly understand that. And the last thing is, I'm also doing a piece on Josh Norman and how up, you played with him and how upbeat, you know, this guy is for even during trying times. He posts his TikTok video, you know, when he's got COVID and hopes everybody who is more down than he is doing better. And then we see the support he's showing for Buffalo. What do you make of Josh Norman and just what, who he is, and aside from the player that he is on the field?
I think Josh overall, he came up through the league the hard way, and he's earned everything he's gotten. Being with him in Carolina and seeing the on the field player that he is, but the type of person he is off the field, he's always involved in the community. He's always outspoken about what he believes in, and he's always going to put his best foot forward to help others. And I think that's one thing that everybody can look up to with Josh, and he always has a "what can I do for somebody else" mentality. I'm saying outside of facility, not just for his teammates as well, but it's a testament of who he is as a person.
And in that sense, because he came off a tough couple of years at the end in Washington, to see how upbeat he is, has he in any way changed personally, in that sense? It doesn't seem to have affected his approach, his upbeat approach to him, to himself, and to football.
No, not at all. Hey, I think Josh is still the same guy that I met 8 years ago, my first year in Carolina, and that's just his personality. His mindset has been steadfast. He hasn't changed. So that's a testament to him and who he is.
Thanks so much, AJ. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Hey, AJ, it's John Scott. This best three game stretch of your entire NFL career, do you feel and sense that you're playing at a different level than you have at any other point in your career?
To be honest, I know I've been playing good football, but I still know that there's more out there for me. Even on Sunday, I know I missed some plays. I left some plays on the field, but I feel like I've always played at a high level. I prepare at a high level every single week. So whether or not that's reflected in the stat line or not, my mentality and my preparation hasn't changed over my entire career, but it is nice to string these games together because I want to be able to contribute to the team, to help the team win, and that's for me what's most important.
I know you mentioned role and being comfortable is a big reason that you've been so successful recently. Is there something or any part of concern that if your role does take a little step back with Matt's return, that momentum might get stalled as well?
No, there's no concern. I understand how this league works and I understand my role when I came here. And like I said, I came here to help to contribute to win. And whether or not my role changes or time on the field changes, that's not a concern to me. All I have to do is try to obviously maximize the time that I am on the field.
Hey, AJ, how are you? Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio. First of all, congratulations on your honor this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So the defensive numbers, you guys have just been better over the last five games than you were the first six. There was no training camp, not much of a training camp. There wasn't a lot of the OTAs, some new parts. You've been in this league long enough to, can you speak to how much that impacted that and how much it really just may have taken a few weeks to get everybody on the same page? And as they say, it's a marathon and not a sprint.
Yeah. I could say that obviously anytime you're stripped of preseason games and being able to evaluate and really mend or meld together as a defense during those first four preseason games and kind of work out kinks that we didn't have necessarily the opportunity to do this year. You could use that as an excuse. But at the same time, every single league and every single team in the league was in the same situation that we were. So, and you could see that across the league that other teams as well, week one, week two, week three, everybody had some growing pains. And for us, obviously ours, like you said, the first six games, we weren't up to our standard of where we wanted to be. In these last five games, we turned around, but I can say as a defense, you just have to take it one game at a time. You can't look down the road. You can't look in the past. You have to look here in the now and what we have to do to beat the 49ers. You know what I mean? And I think when we focus on the here and now, we can take care of what we need to take care of and just try to put our best foot forward to win games. At the end of the day, the stat sheet gets thrown out the window. It matters what's in the win column. Obviously, we want to be at the top of the league in all the stat sheets and all the categories, but most importantly, we have to get the win, and that's how we move forward.
Tell me about playing with Tremaine Edmonds, a guy. Now he plays a position you are familiar with. You've played in your career, obviously, especially at his young age, playing so much football already. What have you seen from him, and just kind of like what does he bring to the table, basically?
I mean, Tremaine's a very smart player. I think he prepares the right way, studies the right way, and he takes full and complete ownership of the defense and that leadership role is what you need with the Mike linebacker, making all the calls, getting guys aligned. And if something goes wrong, he's obviously the guy and a leader to step up and take blame. And to see not only his athletic ability with how large, how big he is and his physical stature, his ability to move, to make plays, to get off blocks. I mean, he really is something special to watch, and it's fun to be able to play with him.
Thanks, AJ.
Hey, AJ, Matt Perino here. Thanks for taking some time. Congratulations on the award. Just sticking with Tremaine for a moment, you know, we've seen some just unbelievable skill from him over the course of his young career. And, I mean, you've played with some really, really good linebackers over the course of your career. There's some people that sometimes suggest that he maybe might be better suited to be an edge rusher or an outside linebacker. I mean, from your vantage point, how how do his skills, specific skills out there, lend itself to being a great middle linebacker?
One, his size and physical presence, but his ability to move. I mean, his combination of, I mean, not many guys are, I think he's 6'5", mm-hmm. six, or almost close to 6'6", and definitely runs sub 4'5", almost 200, well, at 250 pounds. When you watch him on film, not many guys that are his size can move and cover like he does. And to be able to be that downhill physical guy that he is, I mean, his skills and his skill set of who he is, and not only his skill set physically, but his skill set mentally and how he approaches the game, how he understands the game, how he studies. He is a true Mike linebacker, and that's where he belongs. And you can see him. He's sideline to sideline making plays all across the field. So,
and you mentioned you'll fill whatever role you're asked to fill. But have you, you know, getting Matt Milano back out of practice, have you guys talked at all about what it's going to be like maybe having all three of you guys out there and what you can do as a linebacking unit with all three of you out there?
To be honest, no, we haven't had any kind of conversation. And we're letting – that's above my pay grade. That's above mm-hmm. Matt's pay grade and Tremaine's. Let the coaches take care of that. And they'll be the ones to spill the beans or whatever game plan or whatever it's going to be. But that's above my pay grade.
Awesome. Thanks, AJ.
Hi, AJ. Thank you for taking the time. Congrats again on the award. My question is, you know, obviously the way you guys lost in Arizona and having the bye after that, you had to hear about it for a couple weeks. The way you guys came out and won on Sunday, what does that say about this team's emotional and mental toughness? And then the follow-up to that would be, you know, do you summon that again, kind of returning to Arizona, kind of where that game unfolded for this particular game? Thank you.
Well, I think it shows that as a team, the resiliency that this team has. We lost the tough game on the road, obviously had a long time to prepare for our last game, but it shows that we did what we needed to do in the bye week, which guys were coming in, obviously doing our COVID testing protocols. Everybody remained in Buffalo, and guys were watching extra tape, reviewing earlier games in the season, taking care of their bodies. It shows that we did the right things necessary to win during a long time off. So I think that just speaks to the maturity level of this team.
And then the follow-up is, you know, you expect to see that on display again, kind of returning to the scene of the crime, so to speak?
Obviously the venue doesn't matter. I mean, we can play in Europe or London, or, I mean, it really doesn't matter what the stadium is, but obviously we know that we're going to be going up against a good 49ers offense from a defensive perspective. And we have to still be able to play our best ball. We have to be a team that can go on the road and win on the road. Obviously, like I said, we wish to get that Arizona game back, but it's a completely different team, and this is just a neutral venue.
And one last one, AJ. Obviously, you know, you were part of some, you know, special Saints teams that lost in heartbreaking fashion. You know, any similarities to, you know, that bounce back ability you saw down there that is applied to this team?
Well, I think, like I said earlier, focus on the present and the now, it'll take care of itself. We still have a lot of the games left. We have a long way to get to that ultimate goal. So I think staying poised and resolute in what our goal is and just take it one game at a time, and everything will work itself out.
Thank you, AJ.
Appreciate it.
Hey, AJ, Mike Catalano in Rochester. I want to get your perspective on something. Your offense has been very good at trick plays. As a defender, what makes a trick play really difficult to defend, and why is your offense, from your perspective, so good at doing it?
For me, I think when you have multiple pieces across the offense, whether it's your running back, your wide receiver, your slot, your Z, your tight ends, when you have multiple guys that are showing up on a week-to-week basis making plays, you can't cover them all. And for example, when Beasley got that throw in the flat, he's one of the best slot guys in the NFL, make guys miss. You're trying to get as many guys to him as possible to stop him and his run after catch. So obviously, I mean, it opens up opportunities for trick plays because everybody's converging, whether it's same thing with Diggs. I mean, Diggs gets the ball, everybody's converging to him to get him down as fast as possible. So I think the offense has done a great job. The coaches have been doing a great job of utilizing Beasley's arm strength on that touchdown pass. But no, it's fun to watch from a defensive perspective because we go against it in practice since training camp. So it's fun to see that kind of stuff show up on game day.
And to follow that, in practice, does it just pop up when you guys are going against each other and maybe it won't be that week or the next week? I mean, how do they do that? Because obviously the surprise is what makes it work in a real game.
Well, I think the coaches, same thing. I think the coaches have their playbook of where they want to sprinkle in some trick plays here and there. And like you said, during training camp, stuff will just show up. It'll be a first and 10, like a normal start of a drive, and they'll come out with a trick play or a flea flicker or whatever it is. So we defensively don't know. And even during the game week, we really don't know what they're going to play or what they're going to call. So that's why I said it's a surprise for us too.
Great. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it.
AJ, Thad Brown in Rochester. Also, I want to ask, with Matt coming back, I don't know if concern is the right word, but you know, you've taken some time to kind of figure out and feel out your role in this defense. And now with Matt back, that role is going to change somewhat. Is there a worry or how much do you have to kind of go back and start that process over a little bit to figure out how the three of you guys or you and Matt can both fit together in this defense?
There's no concern. I know what my role is going to be and whatever the coaches put me at or however things turn out on game day. We all prepare the same and we all prepare that we're going to play every single snap. So regardless of how things unfold, it doesn't change anything.
So, you know, I mean, obviously you're not going back to square one with this because you found, you know, things in plays that in spots where you can be effective in this defense, but it's going to change somewhat, correct? Or it have to?
Well, to be honest, I can't say that it will. I can't say that it has. All I know is we're preparing to play every. I'm preparing like I have prepared for the entirety of the season. And my concern of whether Matt gets all the snaps or half the snaps or whatever it is, it's not of a concern. Like I said earlier, it's above my pay grade. I'm not paid to worry about that stuff. I'm not paid to make those decisions. I'm paid to play football. So that's what we try to focus on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.